The upgrades take the form of what the Defense Department calls joint regional security stacks, and they're a key building block of the department's joint information environment. The idea is to remove the responsibility for network security from the individual service-specific military installations that currently handle those tasks and move to an enterprise model, where a handful of centers handle security for an entire region. Lieutenant General Mark Bowman, the Joint Staff's Director for Command, Control, Communications, and Computers, says DoD originally planned to make the Europe upgrade in 2016, but officials have decided they can complete the job by the end of 2014.
The culture barriers that I've got to protect it myself are not there. People are agreeing. In Europe, people are agreeing that, yes, we can stop doing it the way we're doing, and we can push forward with this joint regional security stack. It replaces the top-level security architecture. We can push forward. We can do that now. The desire and the teamwork between the Army and DISA to make that happen is phenomenal.
The Defense Department sees the JRSS construct as inherently more secure because it will allow its most capable cybersecurity personnel to focus their attention on the relative few sites that will defend the network, all following the same protocols and all managing networks that will all adhere to the same common standards under JIE. The primary defenders will be the Cyber Mission Force that U.S. Cyber Command is currently building as one of three groups of cyber teams.
It also does away with the seams that we have today, because when tasking orders come down from Cyber Command or Army Cyber Command or Air Force Cyber Command or whatever Cyber Command you can think of, when they come down, they get interpreted by different people in different ways. And when we're interpreting those in different ways, it causes gaps and seams which are easily exploited. It also causes us to spend more in the form of people and money. It causes us to duplicate the number of stacks. It causes us to duplicate labor hours. We're able to overcome that with the joint regional security stacks.
The Europe security plan follows similar upgrades DoD has already begun to make to its U.S.-based network infrastructure under JIE. DISA, the Army, and the Air Force announced late last year that they would pool their resources to make major network upgrades, including a move to joint security stacks and multi-protocol label switching routers that will provide massive boosts in the bandwidth available to military bases. Lieutenant General Robert Farrell is the Army's chief information officer.
Right now, we have over 700 top-line security stacks worldwide, and as you look at it, that's really, you know, I look at it, it's really crazy. They have over 700. Think about it. It means that we have over 700 doors open to our house, and that's no way to have, that's too many ways to have entry points to defend and make us too vulnerable. So we are drastically reducing the defensive footprint down to 23 worldwide, and 11 of those are in CONUS, a much more defendable perimeter. And the first pairing of MPLS and JRSS is being stood up right now at Joint Base San Antonio, very close to cutting the ribbon of that new capability, 11 of which will be at CONUS, overall 23 worldwide.
Europe is serving as DoD's first test bed for the first increment of the Joint Information Environment. There, another key component of JIE, the Enterprise Operations Center construct, has reached its initial operating capability.
The lessons learned are huge. The culture with the IT guys is still there, but the environment is perfect. With diminishing fiscal resources, diminishing personnel resources, a brack of sorts going on in Europe, it was right. It was the right place to start. When the tank approved us to go forward with increment one, they didn't tell us we couldn't go any further. So the services pulled together, and we identified areas where each of us could take off and go and start pushing the ball down the road.
Bowman says there's no established timeline for when the Europe portion of JIE will be completed and when the next part of the project, centered in the Pacific, will get up to speed. But the Pacific increment of the project has already started, with IT experts conducting site surveys in order to determine which portions of the service-specific networks can be transitioned to a joint construct. U.S. Pacific Command has already asked to sign up for DoD's first enterprise service, a common email system. Under JIE, the entire Defense Department is supposed to coalesce around a handful of other shared services as well, including data centers, Defense Connect Online, and the Defense Enterprise Portal. But Bowman says the Pentagon wants the military services to move their IT to the enterprise on a schedule that makes sense for their missions.
We like to look at JIE as a menu. And we like to think of it that everyone should have to consume everything on that menu. It concerns some that we don't consume it all at the same time. But what we look at is what makes operational sense for the users out there. And if they can demonstrate that they're operationally allergic, it will cause adverse effects on operations if they move to a particular item associated with JIE. Then they'll get a buy. Other than that, they're going to all do it. But what order they do it in doesn't matter. It has to be a coordinated effort, but ops is important and ops counts.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.